Throughout this morning's program, we're following the developing situation in Libya, where Muammar Gaddafi's grip on his nation appears to be in jeopardy. Rebels now say that they are in control of the eastern part of the country. Key members of Gaddafi's regime have abandoned him, and people in the capital, Tripoli, say protests against his rule continue. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Cairo.
7 days after protests erupted in the eastern city of Benghazi, residents reached by telephone now say the eastern part of Libya is in the hands of the opposition. This man, who wants only his first name, Ashur, to be broadcast, is in the city of Derna, between Benghazi and the Egyptian border. He says, the streets in the eastern part of Libya have been overtaken by the revolutionary forces. The battle is now limited to Tripoli. Media, telephone, and internet access to Tripoli have all been severely limited over the past few days, but residents report street protests calling for Gaddafi to step down continued in the Libyan capital late into Monday night. This woman, who doesn't want to give her name out of fear for her safety, says all schools and businesses are closed in Tripoli, and she says it's not safe to go out on the streets.
A cousin of mine was shot. So it's a very risky, dangerous situation to be. People who were reported to talk to the media, they disappear immediately. So it's a very concerning situation happening over here.
She says groups of African mercenaries are patrolling Tripoli, shooting at protesters, and in her words, kidnapping young men. She says there have also been masses of men in the streets supporting Gaddafi. The former Libyan ambassador to India, who resigned yesterday in protest over Gaddafi's crackdown, says the Libyan Air Force has been bombing demonstrators. The same claim has been made by several news organizations, and there have been calls for the UN to impose a no-fly zone over the Libyan capital. This woman in Tripoli says the reports of aerial bombardment are completely not true.
We've been getting very concerned phone calls all last night and the night before. Tripoli, there's no bombing whatsoever.
Gaddafi has ruled Libya for the last 42 years. This woman in Tripoli says he appears to be on the verge of being toppled.
Everybody's just waiting for it to happen. They're not hoping, they're waiting. Everybody knows it's going to happen and it's just a matter of time.
Colonel Gaddafi appeared briefly on Libyan state television for 15 seconds this morning to refute rumors that he'd fled to Venezuela. Holding an umbrella as he stepped out of a vehicle in front of his Tripoli home, he said people shouldn't believe the claims of the dogs in the media. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Cairo.